Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. Tonight we are going to be discussing part two of my five-step wellness program. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. For more information, call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. Just want to remind you that this year, 750,000 people will die of heart disease, and an additional 550,000 will die of cancer. 100,000 people will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. That's right, an astounding 100,000 will die of adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. One-third of American adults have hypertension. 23 million will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes this year. In 1950, we had less than 1 million type 2 diabetics in the United States, period. Last year, there were over 350 million visits to physicians and 420 million visits to alternative medical practitioners. So more people went to see alternative medical practitioners than who went to see physicians. And that's because physicians put band-aids on things. We do not find the cause and we do not treat the problem. We put a band-aid on it to take care of the symptom. So if you have a headache, we give you some Tylenol because we think that Tylenol was the deficiency in Tylenol was the reason why we have the headache. No, there's another reason why you have the headache. It wasn't because you were lacking Tylenol. If you have depression, the antidepressant is not the reason why you have depression. There's an underlying reason why you had depression, and it should be they should find a reason and take care of the problem so you don't have the problem anymore. You know, in America, you're 15 years old and you have high blood pressure, you're on blood pressure medicine for the rest of your life. You're 18 years old and you have diabetes, you're on diabetic medicine for the rest of your life. You know, it doesn't matter what you are. We put you on prescription medicines that you take every day till you die. And why is that? Not because we can't find the cause of the problem and take care of the problem. It's because drug companies make money when you buy medications. I want you to understand something. All right. Healthy people do not get health insurance policies. And healthy people do not buy medications. Drug companies need you to buy medications so they can be profitable. Health insurance companies need you to get policies so they can be profitable. So their goal is to make sure that you're sick so that you can get medications so that they can make money. So their incentive is not to get you better. All right. Well, last week we talked about the five-step program, and we're going to continue this week. We had talked about pure body liposuction. And we talked about whole body detox, and we were talking about weight reduction when we had to quit. So now we're going to continue on with weight reduction. Now we have talked about the glycemic index, and now we're going to talk about glycemic load. A glycemic load is a relatively new way to assess the impact of carbohydrate consumption. It takes a glycemic index into account, but gives a better picture than does the glycemic index by itself. A glycemic index value tells you only how rapidly a particular carbohydrate turns into sugar. It doesn't tell you how much of that carbohydrate is in a serving of a particular food. You need to know both things to understand a food's effect on blood sugar. The carbohydrate in watermelon, for example, has a high glycemic index, but there isn't a lot of it. So watermelon's glycemic index is relatively low. So watermelon's glycemic load is relatively low. A glycemic load of 20 or more is high. A glycemic load of 11 to 19 is considered medium, and a glycemic load of less than 10 is low. Eating food with glycemic index less than 50 and glycemic load less than 10 would ensure weight loss and reduction in type 2 diabetes. Now, we're not saying that you should do all these things. All I'm saying to you is that when your buddy calls you up and say, hey, girl, let's go to lunch. And you say, well, I'm not sure what I want to eat. And you have three or four choices. Just pick the one with the lowest glycemic load and the one with the lowest glycemic index. If you just did that, you would lose weight and you would feel better. You see, we're not asking you to make a tremendous shift in your lifestyle. Just make better choices. Right, better choices. So when you go to that restaurant and there's five things on the menu that you said, boy, I could have any of these things, just pick the one with the lowest glycemic load and the glycemic index. And you know what? You can get an app on your iPhone that will tell you the glycemic load and the glycemic index of all the foods you eat. It will also give you the glycemic index of foods in certain restaurants. So you can actually go to your favorite restaurant and plug the app up and will tell you this meal has this index and this meal has this load. And so you know which what to choose. Okay? So that's one of the ways you can do to help you lose weight. Now, we like the HCG diet. I know HCG is quote-unquote not FDA approved. You know why it's not FDA approved? Because it's natural. Guess what? Every woman that has a child, has had a baby, has had HCG in their body. You see, when you come to the emergency room and you think you might be pregnant, we check your HCG level. If it's elevated, you are pregnant. HCG is produced by the placenta. It's produced by the placenta to protect the baby. Now, normally your HCG level starts off low, and every 2 to 3 days, that number doubles. So you may have an HCG level of 100, then 2 to 3 days later it will be 200, then the level will be 400, then it will be 800, and then 1600, and it will go up. By the time you are 11, 12 weeks pregnant, your HCG level is in the hundreds of thousands. So yes, you have had HCG in your body, and it was perfectly safe for you. When we give you HCG, we give you minuscule amount. Enough that if you were to get a pregnancy test, it will show that you're pregnant. But we give you like maybe 150 units, maybe 200 units. So your level is very, very low compared to what your placenta makes. But why is HCG so good for weight loss? Well, you know, HCG was discovered by a Dr. A.T.W. Simeon, all right, in the 1950s. He had a large clinic in Rome, Italy. People from around the world would come to go to on his diet and lose weight. His diet and his work were discussed in his book, Pounds and Inches. How does it work? HCG forces your body to utilize its stored fat, thus causing you to lose weight rather rapidly. Now, the placenta, its purpose is to protect the baby. So if mom is not eaten, she's vomiting, her nutritional status is bad, the placenta does not want the baby to suffer. So the placenta releases HCG, which is a hormone. It goes to your brain and it tells your brain to send a signal for you to break fat down if you don't have enough calories floating to your system. You know, so how this is how it works. You know, they noticed that in India, that malnourished women were given birth to healthy babies, and they couldn't understand why. Well, because your baby, pardon the praise, is a parasite. That's correct. Your baby only cares about him or herself. It doesn't care about mom. I'm sorry, it doesn't. It cares about its own survival. So the placenta secretes HCG that tells mom, if you don't eat enough, we're going to break your fat down and provide nutrition for the baby. It can break down up to 4,000 calories of fat per day. That's correct. So I tell my patients when they're on an HCG diet, and you know we all talk about, oh, you have to be on an 500 calorie diet when you are on HCG, and that is not, then you can't do that and all the problem. But guess what, guys? You know, if you're a man and you're burning, your intake is 2,000 to 3,000 calories a day. And if you're a woman and you're bringing in about 2,000 calories, 2,500 calories a day, when you're on the HCG diet, you're actually going to have more calories in your system than you would now without being on the diet. You see, because when you eat 500 calories, your HCG will make you break down as much as 4,000 calories of fat. So you'll have about 4,500 calories floating through your system when you're on an HCG diet, which is a lot more than the 2,000 to 2,500 that you would eat normally. So actually, during the diet, if you do it right, you should have more energy than you do right now. That's correct. Now, why doesn't it work when you eat a lot? Let's say you eat 1,000, 1,500 calories and you're on an HCG diet. Well, if you do that, then your body, the HCG, will not allow you to break down the fat. It won't break it down because the baby will say, you know, there's plenty of calories from all the food you're eating. So therefore, you are going to gain weight. So it's very important to do the 500 calories with it. All right. So that's how the HCG diet. Normally, typically, most men would lose 20 to 30 pounds in the 42-day diet, HCG diet. Most women will lose 15 to 25 pounds in the 42 days. Now, we don't recommend that you do it back-to-back because after about 6 weeks, the HCG does not work as well, and so therefore your bang for your buck is gone. So if you need to do it more than once, we recommend that you take 6 weeks after the first time and do a low glycemic diet or paleo type diet. And then after that, then you go back on it. All right. Now HCG is prescription. So therefore you really should go to see a physician that understands HCG before you get HCG. And I can tell you this much. A lot of people say the drops work well, but when you do the drops, you're not sure what dosage you're getting. When you do the injections, you're sure exactly what you're getting, and it works better if you do the injection as opposed to the drops. All right? So that's our weight loss programs. We have a lot of success with it. The next step is bioidentical hormone optimization. Age management medicine is a way to slow down the aging process and optimize your body's health. There are many who believe that you get older because your hormone levels decline. I'm among those. Your hormone levels are at their peak between 25 and 35 years old. After this point, your hormone levels begin to drop. Bioidentical hormone replacement therapy is a technique used to treat hormone deficiencies that arise as we age. Bioidentical hormones are those that are molecularly identical to the hormones that are produced in the body. These hormones are used to treat pre- and postmenopausal and andropausal symptoms. Bioidentical hormones are customized to each individual's needs and deficiencies. They're identical to their body's own processes, and therefore there are no side effects if taken appropriately. In order for this to work, the hormones you take have to be personalized for your body's chemistry to increase your own specific, unique biological function and improve your individual quality of life. Now, that's not possible with commercially produced synthetic hormones. Now, let me just pause here a second and discuss that with you. You know, you can have natural hormones and you have synthetic hormones. Natural hormones are identical to what they're made in nature. Synthetic hormones can be identical or they can be unidentical. All right. So in other words, you can have synthetic means it was made in the lab. But just because it's made in a lab, that doesn't mean it cannot be bioidentical. All right. All bioidentical means is that the hormone looks just like what your body makes. So when you put a bioidentical hormone in your body, whether it's natural or it was made from a lab, your body says, I don't know whether I made it or whether it came from somewhere else. So your body thinks it made it, and therefore it treats it as its own. When you get a hormone that's not bioidentical, it is completely different from what your body makes. And so when your body sees it, your body says, what is this? I have never seen it before. Boy, I need to sick my immune system of it. I need to destroy it. I need to get it out of here. Your body says, how do you break it down? I don't know how it works. I don't know what is good or bad for me. So your body's freaking out over it. That's what things that are not bioidentical does for your body. You see, why do drug companies get things that are not bioidentical? Because bioidentical means that it's already exists in nature, and the drug company cannot patent anything that's naturally in nature. So a vitamin C, an HCG, those are natural. They cannot be patented. Drug companies make money from drugs which are patented. So they take it to the lab and they try to find a way to change it to make a new compound from it that never existed in nature before. And when they do that, they get to call it what they want. They get a patent on it for 18 to 20 years, and they get to sell it at whatever price they want. That's the reason why we have bioidentical hormones, bioidentical anything. I mean, that's why we have synthetic stuff. All right. That's the reason, so that drug companies can make money. 80% of the drugs out there are based on a natural remedy. That's right. 80%. So why don't they give you the natural stuff? Because there's no money in giving you natural stuff. There's money in giving you synthetic stuff. That's the reason. Well, let's pause here for a second. I just want to remind you, you are listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams, Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free. Our phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillymd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillymd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. You can also get additional information by calling my office at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. Feel29.com. Now, we're talking about synthetic hormones. Now, synthetic hormones are not identical to those in the human body. Most are produced from animals and have different chemical structures and functions than that of human hormones. These hormones produce side effects. After the synthetic hormone is absorbed and used, it produces a byproduct that is significantly different from those produced from human hormones. These byproducts could be needed for other functions in your body or could just be waste. In the synthetic hormone, the byproduct might not have the right characteristics needed for these pathways and could potentially be harmful. In contrast, bioidentical hormones are natural and are metabolized naturally. Will produce virtually no side effects. Synthetic hormones can often be quite strong and may produce unbearable side effects. The benefits of optimizing your hormones bioidentically include improved mental clarity, focus, and memory, acceleration in fat burning, and increased weight loss, decreased depression and anxiety, stress, restore or increase libido, reduce PMS symptoms, hot flashes, menstrual bleeding, and painful menses, decreased risk of breast and colon cancer. That's right, decreased risk of breast and colon cancer. Improve energy and enhance mood. Decrease heart disease by decreasing LDL and increasing HDL. Prevent or slow osteoporosis and lower the risk of hip fractures when you fall. Decrease or delay Alzheimer's or dementia. Improve work productivity. Enhance the immune system. Increase collagen, leading to decreased wrinkles and smoother, more elastic skin, increase lean body mass, and improve sleep. So far we've talked about four of the five steps in my five-step program. First, we talked about body sculpting. Then we talked about whole body detoxification. Then we talked about weight loss. And then hormone optimization. Now we're going to talk about customized vitamins and minerals and IV nutrition. Customized vitamin therapy is important. Each individual has unique body requirements and different nutritional needs. We can use your medical history, the results of your physical and your laboratory findings to find out where you are deficient in vitamins, minerals, herbs, amino acids, enzymes, and other nutritional supplements in order to compound your own personalized nutritional supplements in order to help you grow younger and healthier. You know, if you tried to make an omelet without eggs, you'd find that it's impossible. In the same way, your body needs to have all the nutritional supplements, vitamins, enzymes, minerals to make the hormones, proteins, cofactors, and other vital body organs in process. We can optimize these nutritional supplements to help you reverse or slow down the aging process and improve other health conditions. The way in which you receive your nutritional impacts on how efficient they will be. IV nutrition intravenously is a method of administering nutrition that is more efficient than ingesting pills due to limitation of the digestive system. With IV nutrition, the nutrients flow directly into your bloodstream, allowing you a higher rate of absorption. You see, your bloodstream is your highway system. If we inject the nutrition right into your blood, it can be taken to where it's needed directly. All right. IV nutrition is useful in cases where a patient needs to overcome a virus whose limitation may require a higher level of particular vitamin like vitamin C high dose. This level is attained, it's attainable with IV nutrition, but not with medicines consumed orally. Some IV nutrition, like vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other nutrients, are slowly administered via a small needle in your vein. Many illnesses and medical conditions associated with digestive disturbance, such as malabsorption, food sensitivities, and leaky gut syndrome, cause the body to fail at absorbing many crucial nutrients. Stressful situations cause the body to use certain nutrients at a faster rate or require higher amounts of for proper healing. Some common medications deplete the body's supply of particular nutrients, causing deficiencies over time. When nutrients are delivered intravenously, the digestive system is bypassed and 100% nutrition is absorbed. Absorption is achieved. Introducing nutritional intervention opens circulation to the cells of your body as they can easily obtain the nutritional need to repair, heal, and function. IV nutrition therapy can be used to treat the following conditions: adrenal fatigue, stress, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, depression, asthma, infection, weak immune response, immunotoxicity, bronchitis, decreased recovery time from illness injury, detoxify free radicals and heavy metals, can be used to treat cancer, nutritional imbalances in sports and athletes, nutrition or pre-op for surgical procedure. So those are the things that IV nutrition can be used for. Well, you are listening to Dr. Vernon Williams, Grow Young, The Truth Should Set You Free. My call-in number is 210-559-5959. Or you can email me at vfwillymd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillymd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call me at my office at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. That's 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. Feel29.com. You all have a great evening, and I will talk to you next week.